Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans newsline as the first person to be tried under Hong Kong's sweeping national security law found guilty. We have details with ABC News correspondent Tom Rivers at the foreign desk. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Yeah, just the one country, two rules. All that's been thrown out the window. One country, one rule, and exerting the power of the state over a 24-year-old restaurant worker in Hong Kong. His crime was to run through a police line with a motorcycle, and he's carrying a banner. And basically, he said liberty for Hong Kong. He now faces potentially life imprisonment for that misdemeanor. And it's part of, what's been happening past few years, tightening the screws on Hong Kong and eroding the freedoms there day in, day out.
And certainly a far cry from the promises made when the handover of Hong Kong took place oh so many years ago.
Oh, exactly. In 97, you think back then, there was X number of decades. It says, well, you'll be able to figure things out. There'll be some probably compromise down the road. Well, we never got to the end of that process. And Beijing stepped in much, much quicker and really crushing the pro-democracy movement there. As far as, for instance, too, the last few months, the problems that the pro-democracy newspaper Apple Daily there, journalists, executives, editors, most of them have been arrested. And most of those that were on the streets either now have been arrested under various charges. They're just laying low and quiet, not putting their heads above the parapet, or some cases people, for instance, if they have this very hybrid passport prior to 97, trying to get out of there, trying to get to the UK. So, a very, very chilling effect for the people in Hong Kong.
And it was thought that social media would provide tools for democracy to retain its foothold there in Hong Kong, what it had already established. And it seems like China has used instead social media to track such pro-democracy activists and crack down.
Yeah, exactly. And ultimately, they held the best cards if they wanted to exert the power of the state against people that wanted to, make the pledge for more freedom and to retain what democratic rights that they did have and hold in that very special part of the world in Hong Kong. But again, arrest by arrest, day by day, that whole movement was slowly, slowly crushed. As to the West, they've been really sitting on their hands. What could they do? Just watching with dismay, if you will.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. And as you'd mentioned, it's been arrest, arrest, arrest. So what's next?
Well, again, what's next is, in essence, the rules that apply in Beijing are fully applying in Hong Kong. The only real thing really to look at, really, I guess, in the coming years will be, a lot of the international companies had offices, headquarters in Hong Kong. And now a lot of that may be drying up. They'll pull out and say, no, we like Hong Kong for the special reasons that it had some freedom. But now it's just going to be treated just like the mainland. No, we're going to move our Asian assets elsewhere. Maybe Vietnam, maybe Tokyo, fill in the blank, but no longer Hong Kong.
Right. And a lot of high net worth people living there. It'll be interesting to see what they decide to do, if they decide to keep their roots there or move as well. Hong Kong's economy, certainly one of the richest in the entire globe.
Yeah, exactly. And again, I guess in final analysis, looking at this, that is part of the calculus that Beijing is making and saying, yes, we're going to be giving up, some of the money from Hong Kong. Be that as it may, we're going to impose our rules there as we impose the same rules in the rest of China. And they say, I guess, in their equation, they say that makes sense, and they're going to go forward with it.
Okay. Tom Rivers, reporting for us, ABC News correspondent based in London. Thank you.
Take care.